And I know I'm going to cop it, so I'm going to say morning, Baz.
How are you? Morning, guys. Sorry,
Peek-a-boos.
What time is it?
Peek-a-boos.
Where are we? I'm not quite sure. Oh, that's right. Yes, more important people came in. No dramas. That's good.
You know, sometimes when you go and watch a performance at a theatre or something, they always put like the teaser act on first, mm-hmm. and the main act comes on afterwards. So we could sort of see it that way too.
Oh, so what? Hang on a minute. Now you're going to call Jules the entree and Barry's the main.
Jules not listening, so I know.
So we're normally the entree.
No, that's when we put the main on first.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
This hole is getting deeper and deeper.
Hey, it's great to be here. And hey. I like, to be honest, don't you love this weather?
Really?
Absolutely.
Are you
Why
a fan?
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, no,
Why
I'm
wouldn't
a
you?
Winter person.
See, this is something about how we perceive our lives or how we perceive the weather. So what if it's raining?
Okay.
So what if it's a bit cold? You rug up, you put an umbrella up or a hat on, and you enjoy it and have fun, you know? It's this concept that it has to be sunny for us to be happy. You know, the weather's miserable today. Well, how about the weather's great? We're having a great time. It's great to be here today, and we've got a great guest as well.
That's
why Baz gets everybody up and about at work, because it's all and I agree with you 100%, because I've missed the variation of weather when I was away in Queensland. Just get that no variation, same thing every day. I missed Melbourne's weather. That's part of what Melbourne is all about. It's the character of the place.
Absolutely.
I'm a winter person for sure.
And
nice take, Barry. I like it.
Oh, thanks, Indy.
Very much so.
Missed you too. It's been so long.
It has been a long time. It's nice to have you back.
Oh, look, great to be here, of course.
And you've got a guest with you today, always.
We've got Trish, and Trish is in charge of our childcare at Casey Ark, but really a bit of a guru in regards to childcare as well in the YMCA. But welcome, Trish.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hey, Trish, guys, you may not realise this, and Daz, you're fairly new to the Y, of course, but Trish has been with us a long time, haven't you, Trish?
I have been with the YMCA for a long time. Don't really want to divulge my age, but
no, you don't have to
probably
divulge your age.
Just over 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Straight out of primary school.
Wow. Something like that.
Oh, that is incredible. And again, that just tells me what a great place it is to work.
Yeah, it is. Very family friendly workplace. I work with a great team, so hence which is why I've been there so long.
And I'm not totally sure of your background. You've told me about five times, but you know my memory.
Yes.
Did you start in childcare straight out?
I actually worked in childcare, in long daycare, managed a long daycare centre before I came to the YMCA. I had children, had babies, so wanted to work part-time after having my children. And opportunity came up in the childcare centre at the YMCA. So I grabbed that, and it originally started with, you know, casual 3 days a week kind of role, perfect for mum, and then just developed from there where I became the manager of that centre.
What do you, I mean, you obviously have a love for children if you've stuck it out that many years. What do you love about working with kids?
It's different every day. Rain, hail or shine, it's different every day. So you never know what you're going to face when you go into work.
They're very honest,
fun.
Aren't they?
It's lots of fun. And it's what you make it. Like, I just go in every day with what fun can I have today, and, you know, stuck inside on a rainy day, we'll put some music on, have a dance.
The thing I love about the centres as well, same over here at Race, is that it presents the opportunity for mums and dads to still come and do their workout. So none of this confusion about what are we going to do with the kids. You're able to book the kids in and then go and have something that's very important in your own life while you know the kids are getting looked after. I think that's a critical element of what the centres do, and a lot of people don't appreciate and understand that.
Yeah, that's something that we really try and the message we get out there. We take babies from 6 weeks of age. So as soon as mum has clearance from a doctor after having a baby, then they're able to put the baby into childcare.
Wow.
And it's great because, like, the childcare is on the premises. So mum is very close. We have lots of mums that breastfeed, so they can give their baby a top-up feed, go and, you know, go to the gym. They will work with the staff there on meeting their own, like, health and fitness goals, getting back on track, and the baby's just nearby. So it's best of both worlds.
Because you want to chat about the induction process as well, which I wasn't aware of until a couple of weeks ago when a new member came in and signed up, and there was a young mum and dad, and they weren't sure whether the little one was going to be comfortable being away from them. So what's the induction process? How does that work?
So depending on that individual family, so if it's their first child, then obviously there's going to be a little bit of anxiety about handing over this very young baby to somebody that they don't know. So we encourage the family to spend as much time with us, coming in and just sitting in the room, watching us work with the children, spending a bit of time just chatting to them about how they're feeling. We ensure all of the staff, we let them know that all the staff are qualified. We are, in fact, all mums as well.
Okay.
I think the majority of the childcare workers. So we can relate to how hard it is, and we empathise with that, and just reassuring them that, you know, that they will take the best care of their baby as we possibly can. So I think it's about reassurance and developing that trusting relationship.
I think one thing that people don't realise as well is it's not just babysitting. Well, it's not babysitting at all, is it, Trish?
No.
It's a lot of education and helping young people develop and grow and mature. Mm. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Because the staff are all qualified, obviously, as I said, we try and develop a trusting relationship, but that also, not only with the parents, having a trusting relationship allows that child, it's their first exposure to the outside world, outside the family. So it's important to have a trusting relationship with the child as well, because that will then affect all future relationships. So there's not only the relationship side of it, we also have, with the staff's qualifications, they are very skilled in putting together a really good learning program for the children. So we have actually a framework that we have to abide by or we have to follow, and that is all about developing outcomes for individual children. So looking at, you know, helping them to develop a strong sense of themselves and a sense of identity and where they belong in the world and feeling valued. Then we have learning outcomes. So obviously with their development and looking at their individual children's developmental areas and how we can help to foster and grow that. So there's a whole program and whole philosophy around what we offer.
Just seems to me like a win-win for everyone. Yeah, you know, the kids are benefiting and learning and you know, gaining their social skills and probably their fine motor skills and things like that as well. And mum or dad is getting the workout, which is really good for them to have that break. And, you know, we all know what fitness does and what working out does for your own mental
health and
clearing that mind. And sometimes it's as easy as just going in for an hour and having that time by yourself. So to me, it just sounds like it's a win for everybody.
Yeah, and we talk about sort of healthy bodies, healthy mind. So it is about that for all members of the family. And it starts at, as I said, 6 weeks of age. We have children coming in. So,
but it's not just for members at Casey Arc, and we have childcare at Casey Race as well.
We do.
Other people can use the childcare facilities, can't they, Trish?
Yes, we have a couple of different childcare services that we offer. So primarily for members that are attending the health and wellness programs at our centres, but we also offer an occasional care program or service where people can drop their children and go shopping, go to appointments, just have some respite as well. That's really important. So we have people use that for many, many reasons and very regularly. We offer at Casey Race and Endeavour Hills, we offer a 3-year-old kinder program.
Oh, wow.
So they're booming at the moment. They're doing really well. And also we have school holiday programs for the school age children. And many of those are children that I have looked after from very little babies and have gone through childcare, gone through our kids club school holiday programs, and many of them are actually now members of the facilities
as well. Oh, that's incredible.
And have like teen memberships.
So you've got your own little family that's growing before your eyes.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going home sometimes.
Yeah, that's so great.
Well, you actually talk about family, but Trish's family has been integrally involved with the YMCA, haven't they, Trish?
Yes, my I sometimes think that we are a bit of the Y family at home. Both of my children participated, or not only went to childcare and our school holiday programs because they came to work with me, but they actually both now work for the YMCA as well.
This is great.
Kids can stick around also afterwards because there's a karate on after. So if you want kids to learn martial arts, and just stick around after daycare. I love seeing the look on mums and dads' faces as well when they know that they can go and put the little one into really good care with people that really do care, and then come and do something that it's important to them as well, which makes a great member experience as well. So that's what we want. We want it to be memorable. So we know the kids are in good hands. Mum and dad can do what they need to do, come back out on their way through and get on with their day, which is great. So it's a great service, one of the many great services that the Y put on. And we love people that got passionate about what they do.
Absolutely.
Yes. And I think Trish epitomises that.
Absolutely. Big smiley faces.
Thank you.
Baz will be grumpy when he comes in, but we know that he loves what he does. We know everybody loves Baz around the place
now.
As well.
We
know everybody loves Baz. Hey, Baz, Trish, thanks very much for joining us on Extra Butter this morning. We'll see you again back at your normal time next week, Baz.
Okay.
I promise
Fantastic.
You. Have a great day, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.